In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tommy DeVito will be starting for the New York Giants the rest of the year, you would think, unless he hopefully stays healthy these last seven games. He gets an opportunity to play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. So, yeah, it's not going to be your traditional Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving game because everybody's hurt and these teams aren't very good. But, I mean, that's something he can remember for the rest of the time, playing the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Come on.
I think for him, it is a tremendous opportunity once again, and he stuck around. You know, and you and I watched him before the game against the Eagles. He was out there, busted his ass, working out, throwing the ball, and putting the effort in, and that's something I'm sure that the coaches notice. And I wouldn't be surprised if this wasn't John Mara saying, hey, let's jump over Drew Lock and let's put this kid out there. We got a home game. I think the fans would love to see him. You know, it could be a sellable point for, you know, season ticket holders to show up.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Different type of business decision in the NFL, right?
Like it may be.
Hey, give him something.
You know, at the end of the day, it is an indictment a little bit, though. I don't know. They had Tommy DeVito on the roster last year, so yeah. You can't say it's an indictment that, you know, that it's a bad thing that he remained with the team because they actually put him on the team and they put him out on the field last year.
Yeah, they did, and he won some games.
And that was necessity due to injury.
Daniel Jones has to be the third quarterback then, right?
I would think so. I mean, again, the only thing I would just say is that you're paying Drew Lock $5 million. So I'm thinking, if I'm Drew Lock, I'm like, I'm pissed. Like, yeah. What did I come here for? Like, you promised me. I can't say they promised him because I don't know what they told him. But maybe, you know, they outbid somebody else for his services, and that's about it. But I would have thought that Drew Lock decided to come here because he thought maybe there would be a chance that he would have the ability to unseat Daniel Jones maybe in a competition or if things didn't go well.
Yeah, and maybe he had that opportunity, though, because I saw Art Stapleton, who covers the Giants, he said it's a football decision. When Joe Shane said it, everyone assumed it was related to Daniel Jones. In reality, it's a football decision to start Tommy DeVito over Drew Lock. The Giants weren't going to let $5 million decide. So,
and maybe give the fans something because it's a home game this week.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, Drew Lock in practice could have been not that impressive. Maybe didn't look as interested. I mean, when we saw Tom, and I'm not just saying this because Tommy DeVito was good to us at Boomer and Geo Live. This guy was working, like, I couldn't believe it. He was out there before everybody, running around, sweating his ass off, working out for like an hour and a half, and Phil Simms says he does this before every single game.
Well, you know, if you're not going to play, you might as well do something. Right,
but same with Drew Lock has those same opportunities. So what I'm saying is that, you know, maybe the Giants said, hell, we brought Drew Lock in here, we thought he was going to be something that he's not, and I don't care if we're paying him $5 million. Tommy DeVito's earned the right to start over him. And that is the way you want your organization to work, isn't it?
Yes, of course. But again, I think it's also giving the fans something. You know, you got to have some juice going into this game because there would be no juice. And we wouldn't be talking about it at all until we got the Feel Good Friday. unless Tommy DeVito was named the starter.
Yeah, true.
And here we are, Monday morning. Giants didn't play yesterday. They finally make a decision, and then they come down and they say that Tommy DeVito's starting. That, to me, is ownership telling the fan base, you know, show up on Sunday. We want to give you something, and this is the kid that you guys have been wanting to see, and, you know, he's going to get a chance again.
Let's go to John in Deer Park. What's going on, John?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
All right, Johnny, what's happening, brother?
I am one of, listen, since 1984, the miserable Jet fan that I am, and I'm still there. And you, in all the times we have with them, with good play, good, bad play, good teams, bad teams, the one thing that these guys have 100% control over is their conduct. This nonsense with this shooting guns off when they make a first down and getting penalties and losing these nice plays that they just made, one great play in the game that's taken back because they get an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. I mean, they're the losingest team in football, and they're celebrating first downs as if they just won a Super Bowl score at a Super Bowl game. And they have total control over this. They should be humiliated to be in this position, not celebrating anything. And I think they need to hear this. They need to hear this individually because it's as if they're in their own world. And they don't, they have no idea where they really are with the rest of the world because us fans are hating them right now.
Yeah, John, I mean, first of all, it's not just the Jets. Every single bad football team, if they make one good play, they start celebrating. It is the nature of the beast in pro sports these days, and collegiate athletics as well, which is essentially pro sports these days. I mean, it's laughable to see them, you know, go nuts when they're as bad as they are and losing football games. But this is going to happen from now until the end of time.
You know why? It's just the emotion of the game. You know, you have to be on edge the whole game, and you got to play with a. And I know it didn't look like it yesterday, but you got to play on edge. You just got to play with emotion, and you know those are just emotions. You know, and by the way, you got three guys hitting you, okay? And you get breakthrough there, you're going to feel like you're the man, and you're going to want to celebrate because you're dealing with three guys that just slammed you to the ground.
Yeah,
you know, so that's why that is the way it is, and it's never going to change.
No, I mean, I do think, though, that like the living in their own world thing comment that he had is true. I mean, Sauce Gardner's like, man, I never got a standing ovation for a tackle. I don't even think he understood that was meant to be in jest. It was the Bronx cheer.
Like, I think he understands. Not everybody can be Barry Sanders and Walter Payton. Let's just put it that way. Everybody else, you know, plays with emotion, especially this day and age with all the highlights and everything. And, you know, all the trappings around being a professional athlete are all there. And the guys just are going to celebrate when they make a good play. There's nothing you can do about it.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.